when but it's set for
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once those that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hour number three. And bottom of this hour, we will be going live in India for our outreach today. That will be happening. David Wormser has been with us. The last hour, we really spent talking about the foundations of the Western culture and the assault on that culture and really understanding the history of it. I hope you'll get to that. The audio of that is going to be up at Spreaker at Chosen Generation Radio, and you'll be able to pick it up there, and I hope that you will. You can find it in Chosen Generation Radio Current Shows, Chosen Generation Radio Current Shows, and it'll be in part two, so you can check it out there. But joining me now is Dr. David Wormser, and we want to get into, while we were in that conversation during that time, air raid sirens went off in Israel. And Dr. Wormser, give us an update on what's going on in Israel right now and the missiles and the Iron Dome and its activation and what's going on there, because Israel is under attack. Am I correct?
Yeah, it is. It's under pretty heavy attack. A week ago, a major figure in the terrorist organization, Islamic Jihad, died in jail because he was on a hunger strike. And the Israelis did what all Western countries do. They even tried to force feed him. But at the end of the day, the guy was determined, and he died. So as a revenge operation, the Islamic Jihad launched about 120 missiles into Israel. Nobody was really injured, because the Israelis have this air defense system, the anti-missile system that they have, the Iron Dome. But it was a significant violation of these understandings that ended recent rounds of violence 2 years ago and 4 years ago and so forth. And there's a whole discussion about why the Israelis let this happen, but which may not be a very wise strategic choice. That's for a different day. The bottom line was there were 120 missiles last week. The Israelis responded sort of symbolically, did nothing. And then all of a sudden, 3 nights ago, their real response came, where they decapitated most of the leadership of Islamic Jihad in the middle of the night. They're suddenly in three different locations. Rockets hit the apartments of these guys and they were killed, which of course really angered Islamic Jihad. So now they're launching missile wave after missile wave after missile wave into Israel. At this point, the count is somewhere around 600-700 missiles into Israel, including the center, Tel Aviv. Islamic Jihad just a few minutes ago threatened Jerusalem and some other cities as well. So I'd expect before this is all over that Jerusalem also gets hit by some missiles. Or not hit. I mean, the Israelis have their air defense system. So, and that's the other side of the story, is the air defense system is now apparently in this round, it's operating at 96% effective, which means just about all the missiles shot are being shot down that need to be shot down.
And I shared, folks, with you last Friday out of the news pictures and background of the three individuals. I believe it was, no, it wouldn't have been Friday. Was it?
Yeah, it could have been Friday. Trying to think. It was today. Today's Wednesday, right? Thursday. Yeah,
today's Thursday.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think it happened on Monday. So it was probably Tuesday. It was Tuesday. I apologize. I shared with you on Tuesday. If you go back and you look at Tuesday's program, which was the 9th, you weren't, because I had reached out to you and I said, oh my gosh, you know, and you were tied up that morning. And so, but I took what you had sent me and I put up pictures of the individuals that were targeted, who were the leaders. There were three men.
Yeah.
And each one of them was a significant leader. And I talked about, you know, who they were and the background on them and the importance of, you know, of them being targeted and what they were doing. to Israel. And then I talked about, too, I continued on the conversation you and I had on Monday with regards to Iran and where they are in enriching the uranium necessary to bring it to weapons grade.
Yeah. You know, that's the big story, is that everybody in the region knows we're at the edge of a very big war, where Israel will essentially face a six-front war, and that part of that war will be will have to involve the elimination of the Iranian nuclear program. What you're seeing right now is a limited skirmish. I don't believe this is going to lead to the big conflagration, because when you're dealing with big forces at work about to go to war, they become very controlled of their environment because they want the war to start on their terms and their way and so forth. And so Hamas is sitting this one out in Gaza. That's the other Islamist faction in Gaza. They're sitting it out. So far, Hezbollah in Lebanon has done nothing. The Houthis in Yemen have done nothing, and the Iranians themselves have not done anything. And even in the West Bank, in Judea and Samaria, it's been a relatively calm situation, relatively calm. The only ones fighting are Islamic Jihad, and even they're holding back to some extent. So what you're seeing is a skirmish, but it almost shows you that we're in such a tense situation that neither side wants at this point to be drawn into the conflict, that they're not ready to launch. It's not that they don't think there's going to be a big conflict or they want to avoid the big conflict anymore. It's that each wants to start it on his own terms, and you don't want to be dragged into something like that.
Wow. Wow. So, I mean, here's a question for you. You know, everybody talks about World War III. Some suggest even that, thank you. Some suggest that even, you know, Ukraine and Russia, right? You know, that you know, the war on the European front. And it's interesting, folks, because if you look at, you know, our understanding of biblical prophecy, right? Wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines and, you know, natural disaster. I mean, we're having all of that. Let's be honest. Every bit of that is going on right now. And more so now, you and I have lived through this. You're a little bit older than I am, but I'm in my 60s. Okay. So, we've lived through, you know, in the 70s, everybody thought the world was going to come to an end, right? Yeah. We were like, oh, this is it. We're all done. You know, and then you went through, you know, the administrations in the early 2000s and 9/11 and all of that. And again, it was like, okay, is this it? Are we, you know, Katrina? Are we there yet? But now I think more so than ever, you know, we're all over the place. So I guess my question then is, sorry, there is a question in here. The question I have is would a six-front assault on Israel, in your estimation, germinate a World War III type scenario? Does Israel even have that many friends?
No.
Oh, boy, the enemy does not want you to answer this question. Holy smokes. He just froze. Mm-hmm. Hang on a minute. No, you got to start over because you literally, your face is frozen, and I think we just got cyber attacked. Or you did on your end. I think you got cyber attacked trying to answer this question. Are you there, Dr. David? He may. Okay, there you go. Now you're back. Okay, are you with me? No, he's still frozen. All right, he's going to jump out and jump back in.
Yeah, hold on. I got it. There. Can you hear me now?
I got you now. Okay, so Obviously, the enemy does not want that question answered. Does Israel have enough friends and I just heard the air alarm go off again. Israel have enough friends for it to be considered? I mean, to drag together a coalition that would quote unquote be World War III?
I don't know. You know, I mean, it's a good question. These things sort of develop as you go along, and you could see various things come.
Go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
There, yeah, my computer is just really acting very oddly.
Yeah, I'm sure.
As you said, the Iranians will stop at nothing.
Yeah, no, they're after you. No, they're after us.
It's a great question. You know, I mean, whatever will happen, it'd be a very big conflagration, and then you could have dynamics. I think Israel has the power to handle its circumstance. Mm-hmm. So it would drag people in to fight for it. It's managed so far in the last 75 years to avoid that.
Okay.
And I think they're probably stronger now than they've been at any point. But that said, the real fight is what we're fighting in the 70s when we had these previous rounds where we were really afraid of an escalation of global war. One thing we understood is who we were. Our faith, it was a period where faith was somewhat challenged, but not fundamentally. You could be a Christian and family structures were solid, et cetera. I think it again goes back to the societal question. If your faith is profoundly under assault, that's when things get really out of control. That is when ultimately it's going to be hard for Israel to muster itself to fight the fight it has to fight, and then it could get out of control.
What's going to make it difficult for them to muster?
If the bad, you see, faith is under assault.
Right.
If that assault succeeds, then the ability to muster to fight the fight they have to fight.
Well, that's the note.
That creates a mess. A chaos that can start dragging people in. And it applies more broadly to the United States and the West, which is if we remember who we are and we manage to pass through this challenge to the fundamentals of our faith,
right,
we'll be okay.
Well, that's the note that I wrote here, Dr. Wormser. I wrote, because you said Israel's stronger. And I'm like, okay, I get that. But is Israel stronger considering the internal battles that they're fighting, even though the majority of the people obviously are turning back to God and back to faith? And then what I feel like I hear in my spirit is the Lord saying, that's the point. See, the point is that, you know, God's plan is to vanquish the doubters on the inside and force them to accept the reality that God is God.
You know, if you look at the internal anguish in Israel right now, this reform, the judicial reform, whatever the proximate cause fight, you've got basically half the country is now faith-based.
Mm-hmm.
And is fighting for their faith.
Right.
If you look at the opposition, it's really divided. There's a portion of it, I don't know if it's 20%, 10%, 30%, but whatever it is, they are anti-faith. They are the launching a war on the foundations of faith in the West.
Uh-huh.
But then there's 20, 30%, which still have a lot of respect for faith. And they believe, but they just don't feel that it's their fight to fight right now. They're the ones who, when it really push comes to shove, fall back into the fold.
Do you think, let me interrupt you. Do you think that, remember in the last segment I described Dr. Lentz, David, you know, the Pastor Lentz, and what he went through with the adultery and the drugs and so on, and then his acceptance of the homosexual more out of empathy, right? More out of not that he was saying, oh, that's a good thing, it's great, I'm so glad you're involved in that. I don't think that was his heart. I think that what it was more of, I can't overcome my own issues, so I'm going to let you embrace your issues, and then we'll all have our issues, but we'll just kind of, I'm going to keep, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think there's an element of that. Definitely a strong element of that. I think for that sort of center left in Israel, there's a, it's sort of the perfect education of the Westerner, uh-huh. which is tolerance is more important than standing for your values, compromise, etc. So while they may still have elements of faith, they're not willing to assert it. They're not willing to ask of others.
Well,
to,
they, maybe you know, they don't. I think part of this is that they don't necessarily have enough faith to believe that their faith exactly. can overcome the other person's issue. And so from a compassionate perspective, their compassion leads them to embrace or accept
exactly.
what the other person is doing, even though they know it's not right, but they don't have a solution. So without a solution, they just accept. And unfortunately, you know, that's, But I, as you said, in when push comes to shove, they're more likely to fold back into the fold.
And that's what you're going to see and beginning to see in mm-hmm. Israel.
That says, hey, there is an answer. God did give us an answer.
Yes. And if you forget it, your enemy will remind you of it. and that is essentially what's beginning to happen here. Is you're seeing a certain element of that left in Israel as this conflict begins to emerge. They're showing up for service. The actual rates of refusal are nil, basically. This was really like the summer of 2020 here. They caught society off guard with these demonstrations, and they seized the public debate and made themselves look like it was a sweeping universal about what needs to happen. And when you really get down to it, it's about 20% of the population trying to impose itself on 80% yep. of the population.
Yep, there you go. There you go.
And the as time went on, and as time goes on, and as the threats externally are emerging and becoming acute, people come back. And so I think these are, and more than that, and this is something I think for the Iranians and others to think about, the internal anger that built over these demonstrations, the internal fissure, caused a lot of the people to be hurt. And that anger now will be translated externally. So I really, if I were the Iranians, I'd be careful here. But anyway, I think the Israelis will come around. I think the Israelis will.
We lost him again. There was a huge, gigantic rally, and I showed you some of the pictures. You know, there was just probably a half a million to a million people.
There we go. Back.
Yeah, I was going to tell him there was a half a million to a million people that showed up. That were pro government.
Yeah, in a country of 9 million.
Yeah, yeah. That said, hey, no, we are for President Netanyahu. We are for judicial reform. And you know, and of course, it's interesting. I'm trying to. You know, look that up, and of course, as I'm sure you would be aware, you know, the internet is blocks all of that stuff.
Yes, you don't get a real.
Yeah, they block all that stuff. By the way, I didn't get a chance to throw this in, but so yesterday I pulled up. Let me see if I can. Yes, I can because I sent it in a. I put it in a Dropbox. Hang on a minute. I want to show this real quick. I got sensor track. There we go. And so is it going to, so I guess I can just do it like this. Yep. All right. So, so yesterday I went to go log in to my, onto my Facebook And lo and behold, here's what I found. Two of your posts go against our standards on hate speech. Yep, I got nailed with that. Now here's the funny part. So I'm like, okay, so I click on it, you know, show me. Your post goes against our community standards. No one else can see your post. We have these standards. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, so I click again. I'm like, continue. So show me the post. Nope, still not going to show it. Hey, there's how we make our decisions. Yeah, okay, but show me the post. Our standards on hate speech. Okay, but show me the post. Yeah. No. You can accept our decision or request a review. Well, I'd like to see the post so I know what it is that you targeted, what you said. There, nowhere in here did they show me the post.
Well, it's putting somebody on trial without evidence.
Yeah.
You know, you can't even see your accuser. You can't even see, you're not even told what the accusation against you is. That's a real challenge to our that's also another challenge toward the foundations of our society. It's in the Bible how you have a trial.
Absolutely.
This isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I took the, I think this is so I recorded it real quick, but
so Facebook sent me this. As you can see, two of my posts are against standards, but when you click on it, doesn't tell you what the posts are. Amazing. Nowhere in here does it show me which posts.
Amazing.
Just that I have posts that went against the standard. Now, I shared the gospel of Jesus Christ regarding the transgender issue. Mm-hmm. And I shared that God loves, and I shared that there's sin. But apparently that's not acceptable. So I'm going to dispute this. And there you go.
Yeah. So after I dispute it, then that's it. It's gone. I mean, it's just, there you go. That's your only option. Dispute this. Dispute something. I don't know what, but dispute something. And then we'll let you know what we've decided.
It's unbelievable. Like, it's a big topic, social media and its censorship of certain ideas and so forth. I don't know the answers exactly, but for me, my answer with my kid is just stay off it for the moment. But modern society is not so easy.
No. Definitely not. Well, hey, I greatly appreciate you being with me today. We're going to be, keeping an eye on what's happening, obviously, in Israel. Folks, I just encourage you, please pray for peace in Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of the nation of Israel. And on our side, when you're making your calls into your congressmen and your senators at 202-224-3121, you might just, as you mention whatever issue it is you're calling them about, at the very end say, oh, and hey, by the way, tell them don't forget about our ally, Israel. Important stuff. Well, I'm off to India, man.
Wonderful.
I am off to India. There you go.
Good for you.
All right. Okay. I'll be back, folks, right after this with a live outreach to our wonderful friends in India. Let me get this cleared up real quick. There we go. And one more piece of the puzzle. And here we go. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced,
non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next,